What do you want to say? Good morning. Let's begin. So we left off. We started Perek Dalet yesterday. So remember again that we were speaking about the idea that Ramchal was talking about the concept of how does one come to this level of his boninus? How does one come to this level of, or his zihirus, where one is literally attentive to the way they're living, the decisions they're making? So the Ramchal suggested that this only occurs through Limurat Torah. Through learning. Because through learning, again, a person learns to become more attentive to his surroundings, to his realities, to his actions. V'hine, b'hisboninos hazeh, he'aros he'aros ba'dargo. So the Ramchal writes that the reality is that with this hisboninos that occurs through Talmud Torah, so he'aros he'aros he'adargo, their awakenings occur in different stages. The idea is that Torah has an impact on all types of individuals. The Shlemi Hadas means those individuals who are complete. We'll define what these terms are. Pechusimehem, people on a little bit lower level. And everyone in totality. The Shlemi Hadas, for those who are of complete Das. Tiya Lohem Ha'ara. B'mashi yisparer lohem, ki rak hashlemus hu hadavar haro'i, sheyecham al mehem, v'lo zulas zeh. So for what he calls the shlemi hadas, I will say again, so sometimes it's a little bit hard to define what these terms are, but shlemi hadas means almost like literally people of complete das, people of complete understanding, who just have a well-rounded understanding and well-thought-out understanding of what life is. So for the Shlemi Hadas, so they understand that Kiraka Shlemus hu adavar haro'i shiyacham amehem, v'lo zulazeh. So they understand the most important thing in life is to be shalim. Most important thing in life is to be complete. Now I will say, so you say to yourself, well, doesn't everyone think that way? So of course the answer is no. For many people, the important thing in life is many other things. But for the Shlemi Hadas, they understand the most important thing in life is to be a whole person. To be shalim, v'she'in ra gadol mechisaron hashlemus v'herchek menu. And conversely, there is nothing worse than ultimately, again, being an incomplete person and ultimately living a life that is far away from shlemus. Ki hine achar she'ispar zeh etzlam. Because after this becomes clear to the individual, v'ispar lehem kimokein, heyos ha'emtsoyim elav ha'masim ha'tovim v'amidos ha'tovos. And a person realizes that the way to become shalim, the way to become complete, is through good actions and good character traits. V'adayhu shlo yisratzu me'olam laham it be'elav ha'emtsoyim o lahakel bohem. Then a person will never want to go ahead and in any way diminish the amount of good deeds and good midos he is able to acquire, or for that matter, take any shortcuts in the areas of good deeds and good midos. Ki kvar nisbar eslam, sheheim emtsoim eile imatu lahem, oima emtsoim yiyu chaloshim, v'lo b'chol achozek hamitztarech bohem, hine lo yasigo bohem shlemo samiti, ela yigara mehem kafi ma shegaru heim bihishtad lusam. Because I will say, the Shlemi Hadas realize that my ability to become complete in life is absolutely related to how much good I do and how good of a person I become. Therefore, a person is never going to want to take shortcuts with their midos or with their actions, because any shortcuts I take with my midos or with my actions, who does that compromise in the end? It compromises me. So why in a million years would I want to undermine my own quest to become a whole and complete person? A person will say, this is such an important yisod that, and again, maybe sometimes it's because we're not necessarily yet on the level of Shlemi Hadas, but a person Shlemi Hadas realizes that all of the positive spiritual things I do, the good midos, the good actions, even if I don't necessarily understand the reason for those actions, those help me. Those make me a better person. And so when I take shortcuts in areas of my midos or in areas of my positive actions, I'm not hurting God. I might be hurting my fellow a little bit, but at the end of the day, the person I'm compromising most is me. I'm compromising me because I've lost the ability, I've lost the opportunity to become a little bit more shalim. Al kin lo yivcharu ela laharbos bahem ulahachmir bechol tanehim. Therefore, again, the Shlemi Hadas always choose to go ahead and do more mitzvos, to be more machmir, to be more strict with all the details. V'lo yanichu, v'lo yishketu, midaga midavar. And ultimately, again, a person will not go ahead and ever not do it because of worry. Now we'll discuss what that worry is a little bit later. Penyach sar mehem ma sheyagia osam ala shlemos asharim chafetim. V'hu ma sha'amar shalom amalach alav ha-shalom. Ashrei Adam Mefachid Tamid. The Rebbe says, so beautiful. Shlomo Melech says in Mishlei, praiseworthy is the person who is always concerned, or literally always afraid. Now, what is he always afraid of? Uperishu Zichronim Levracha. The rabbis explain, Hahu B'divrei Torah Ksiv. What does this refer to? This refers to words of Torah. So we'll say, interestingly enough, Ashrei Adam Mefachid Tamid means, praiseworthy is the person who's afraid that he's never doing enough. Kira'ui, right? Like he's supposed to be doing, right? Mitoch hashashli kamim kira'ui. And kira'ui means in a very subjective way, meaning, it was, this is an interesting thing. You know, I've often found this, that today, I think you find this a lot in modern psychology as well, that modern psychology is very fixated on making people happy with who they are, right? Be happy with who you are. That's why, again, so much of modern psychology is validation, right? It's validation, right? You're good. You're good. Well, maybe you're not good, right? You know, I'll say this is, yeah, I know. But that's also because that's the difference between a therapist and a Rebbe, right? A therapist is just there to help you to the degree that you want to be helped. So if at the end of the day you're pretty happy with who you are, you just need to become happy with who you are. The therapist will help you become happy with who you are. The therapist is not your Rebbe. The therapist is not obligated to push you to do more. Your Rebbe is obligated to tell you, you're great, but you could be so much better. You're great, you're wonderful, you've accomplished so much, but it's just the tip of the iceberg. That's the difference. And so to a certain degree, for the Jew who's a thoughtful individual, so that Jew always has discomfort, right? I'm always uncomfortable. Why am I always uncomfortable? Because there is a feeling deep down that I could always do more. I could absolutely always do more. I could always be more. And that's why, if you ask me, am I happy with who I am? The truth is, to an honest, thoughtful, contemplative, Shlemi Hadas person, the answer will be, not yet. Not yet. Not no, because no sounds sad. No sounds like I'm not happy with who I am. If you say not yet means like I'm not happy with who I am, but not because I'm not a good person, but because I know there's so much more I can do, so much more I could accomplish. So I'm not happy yet.
You're never going to get there.
I'm sorry?
You're never going to get there.
Correct.
There's absolutely no short-term positive reinforcement.
No, there's plenty of positive reinforcement. Positive reinforcement is I'm working towards it. I'm going in the right direction. That's positive reinforcement.
That's positive now.
Absolutely.
There's no...
If my child comes home and a child got an 85 on the test, not because that they tried their hardest, but because ultimately they didn't try their hardest.
Right.
So what do I say as a parent to them? I say, I'm proud of you for the effort you put in. I'm proud of you for getting to the 85, but I know also the next time you're going to do better. So there's a positive reinforcement.
What does the kid hear?
It depends how the parent presents it. Everything depends on how the parent presents it. So if the parent is skilled in giving over the child the right message, what the child will hear is, my parent loves me. Maybe there's a little bit of a tinge of disappointment, but more importantly, they believe in me. My parent... I'm sorry?
The child,
or sometimes even if I'm saying the child doesn't have the ability to score 100, even if I know the kid can't, he can get a 90.
That's different.
I'm sorry?
That's different.
Life is all about saying...
This will perpetually put you in a state of depression.
Everything depends on your orientation. If your orientation is, my goal is not to get 100, my goal is just to always do better. Always do better. And I know I can always do better. I can always do better. Says Lemaisa, again, it depends on what the goal is, right? If the goal is to get my kid 100, okay. But the goal of the Jew is never to bat 100, about 1,000.
What do you say when the kid gets 100?
I'm sorry?
What do you say when the kid gets 100?
I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. And I hope that the same hatzlacha you applied over here, I hope you will apply it to this area of life where you're not getting 100 yet. I don't mean 100 as the, it's not the grades. I mean the fixation. But the whole, the goal, the job of a good parent is when you see your child matzliach in one area, what you say to your child is, wow, you see how successful you are over here? That means you are a successful person. Take that energy, take that passion, take that koach, and I want you to apply it over here, where you haven't been as successful yet. And the truth is, you see, the difference is today, we all know that we coddle our children terribly. And so we're so afraid. Every single parent is so afraid of like breaking the self-esteem of their child. And if you're Jewish, you're afraid that if you say something critical of your kid, they're going to go off the derech. Like they're going to become a drug dealer. I tell my child that I would like to, I would, if I have any way, I go, I'm sorry. It's a good job. Ich mach de leben, right? I'm saying, you know what? It's a good part also. Right? So they'll become a rabbi. You know? All right. So, you know, we coddle them so much because we're afraid that if we just push them a little bit, it's like going to break them. But the truth is, those of us who grew up with parents who did push us, perhaps we were a little bit resentful in the beginning when they did it, but in retrospect, it's the greatest bracha in the world because it focused us a little bit on pushing harder, trying harder. So again, it's an incredible balance because if you do push too hard, you absolutely can break someone. If you push yourself too hard, you could break yourself.
Gives you that short-term positive reinforcement.
It's giving you positive reinforcement. It's recognize what you've accomplished. Michael, see, here's the difference. You can only expect something of someone who has the ability to deliver. If you don't have the ability to deliver, there's no expectations. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an expectation of me to deliver, it means that he believes that I have incredible potential.
What happens to you in the meantime when you deliver in the short term?
I've delivered. I've delivered. I absolutely rejoice in those accomplishments.
There's self-reinforcing. There's no outside positive reinforcement.
Michael, life is all about self-reinforcing.
To a certain extent.
No, not to a certain extent. If you rely on other people for positive reinforcement, you are going to be a very unhappy person. Okay, so on the way, that's why you have parents. So okay, as a child, that's a parent's job to reinforce a child. The Ramchal is not talking to children over here. The Ramchal is talking to adults. He's talking to us. So us who've already...
We still need some positive reinforcement.
You know what? Then get over it. Because if you're... No, I'm telling you, it's one of the most important yisodos in life. If you need... A person needs to work on themselves, not to need positive reinforcement from other people. Because chances are, statistical studies, clinical tests have shown, there aren't a lot of people who give you a shkayach in life. There aren't a lot of people who give you a thank you in life. There aren't a lot of people who recognize anything you did positive in life. So I think what the Ramchal is saying is something very real. Living in a world where you're not going to get a lot of positive reinforcement from outside people, yes, positive reinforce yourself. You did great. You did beautifully. But right after you tell yourself you did great, you did beautifully, also understand... There's more to do. It's not enough. Everything is in the phraseology. There's more to do. There's more to do. Ashri Adam Afachi. Tamid, I'm so happy with what I've accomplished. But on the other hand, I also know there's so much to accomplish. Right, boss? We'll have to stop. We'll have to stop over here.
It's also true, Rabbi.